This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Saturday morning. Nice day, actually. Heat-wise, the heat seems to be gone, which is a nice thing. So won't be that hot today. Barely get to 80. So it's all good. It's all good. And there's good, there's bad, there's ugly. And that's, I mean, every city, I'm sure, has that. But and we'll talk about that on this Saturday morning. I'm back. Last week, obviously, wasn't here. I was in Baltimore getting ready for that big Eagles first preseason game. Now we've gone through another preseason game. There's always opinions formulated on preseason games, so we can talk about it. Most of the 98 or 99% of the starters don't play. I don't know that. Matter of fact, I do know that I don't always agree with it. And some of them should play more than do play. But whatever, we can talk about it. And there's a lot of things that you can take out of a game, and I don't know what you take out of the game. There's a lot of people that take things out of games that aren't going to be relevant down the line, but whatever. What do you take out of a game? It is preseason. I understand that. But what do you take out of the game? What were you looking for? I mean, there was backups. You want to see if the backups can play, but remember the backups are playing against backups. And this Nick Foles nonsense. I love Nick Foles, but he can't play anymore. Come on, let's get over it. He can't play anymore. This is WIP at its finest. Got to get Nick Foles rather than Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota has not played well. I get it. You get to the backup quarterback, you're in trouble anyway. If Nick Foles has an injury for any period of time, the Eagles are in trouble. But they're not the only ones if they lose their starting quarterback. Where are the Jets if they lose Aaron Rodgers? Where are the Chargers if they lose Herbert? I mean, let's stop with this. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. This Nick Foles nonsense. And it's mostly the hosts and not the callers. It's absolutely insane, asinine, stupid, foolish. I'd rather have Philip Rivers. And he hasn't played for what, 2 years now? I mean, hey, listen, why don't we just get back? Why don't we ask? See if we can get Jerry Rice because he was maybe the best receiver that ever was. I mean, this is a joke. Stop. You've got to stop with this. Stop. Nick Foles, and it's a shame because what we will always remember and love about Nick Foles, without Nick Foles, the Eagles would not have won that Super Bowl. Would not. There's no question. But what was it, 2 weeks before, people were ready to bench him for another quarterback, for Nate Sudfeld. There were questions about people benching him for Nate Sudfeld. What he did, though, was phenomenal. One of the best games by a quarterback in a Super Bowl ever. One of the best. Not the best, but one of the best. But that it's over. It's over. It's done. You got to stop. Stop it. And I'm getting a headache from all this. He can't. It's too bad. I mean, there's a point where the end is the end. And Nick Foles has made a lot of money. He did really well financially. He had some moments which were great moments. The Super Bowl was the greatest moment, one of the greatest moments in Eagles history. It was 6 years ago. You got to stop it. Just stop. Stop. But what do you take? What do you take out of the game? What do you take out of the game? So that's one of the things that we can discuss this morning, what you take out of the game. And again, it's preseason. It's just the tough part is the injuries that the Eagles suffered. Now, they lost a player in game one of the preseason in Sean Bradley. They lost a player in game two of the preseason, Zach McPherson. Solid people for what they needed them for on this team. Not any of the main guys, but you know that those two players are losses, but nothing you can do about it. You got to move on. Injuries are a part of the game. You just hope you don't suffer those kind of serious injuries to real key people on the team. Not that those guys are not important to the team, but real key people. The Sixers. If I say the Sixers, maybe that's all I have to say. Your thoughts. That's all I have to say. And people, hey, James Harden and Daryl Morey are both losers. They're both losers. Neither one of them are going to win a championship. And certainly neither one of them are going to win here. The Sixers, I don't care if James Harden comes back. They're not a championship contender. In reality, they're not. And anybody that doesn't believe that, I mean, there's so many people that have turned on the Sixers. It's the biggest mess in at least 20 years for this team. And anybody that thinks that James Harden has value, if he had value, they could have traded him. Daryl Morey overvalues people. He's a terrible, 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 terrible front office executive. Terrible. He's a fraud. He's never won anything. He's a con man. And that trade that everybody thinks was, oh, he held out. I heard that guy Spike, whoever that might be, on before I came on. And he says they're not going to trade him for spare parts. What is James Harden worth? That's all he's worth is spare parts. In the Ben Simmons trade, Daryl Morey got taken. He waited. He thought he could do better, and he had to get rid of Ben Simmons. And the Nets killed him. Killed him. They got two good backup players. They got two first-round picks, and first-round picks may not mean anything in terms of who you pick, but they're important to trade players. They could have used one of the two first-round picks if they didn't have to give up two to trade Tobias Harris. So that is important. And I've said it many, many times, there was a better deal on the table in Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield and only one first-round pick to get rid of Ben Simmons. Now, what trade would you have taken? I mean, it's not. Daryl Morey is a loser. Is a loser. And he's never been a winner. Never been a winner. So, all right. Our question today to try to win a $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. And this is it's an interesting question because I'm going to include a lot. I'm going to include more than players. People in sports that are stealing money. People in sports, not just a player, not just players, people in sports that are stealing money. So you think about it. It's really, I can think of a lot off the bat, and not necessarily players. Players are obviously good. Some players that have stolen money, and it's just, it's embarrassing. It's not the player's fault all the time. It's the team or the company's fault. So, all right, let me give you the numbers, which you have. I know you have. Eagles will practice today. They will have one joint practice this week. Against Indianapolis, and that will be on Tuesday. Practice today. They practice tomorrow. They're off on Monday. Joint practice on Tuesday, and then they have a walkthrough on Wednesday before the last, thankfully, the last preseason game, which is Thursday night against Indianapolis. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. On a nice Saturday, weather-wise, nice Saturday. Phillies, I didn't even mention the Phillies, but I guess we're going to have to talk about them. Michael Lorenzen, and if I would have, I pick games, but I don't bet them. I mean, it's too much of a headache. I mean, I got too many other things to do, but worry about betting a game. But I still pick them for people. And on my website, I pick football games, which people know about. But I would have taken Washington last night, and I told people this. Michael Lorenzen, or anybody, coming off a no-hitter because the emotion was so high, and then he's facing the same team in a rematch. There's just something about that that doesn't work, and the price was really high. I would have taken Washington last night. So Michael Lorenzen is not going to be what he was the first two games for the Phillies, but he's not going to be as bad as he was, obviously, last night. And then I can't take the Phillies postgame show. It is a cliche machine, and it's excuses. It's excuses and a cliche machine. And everything's going to be all right. Oh, it just buzzsaw. I heard the word buzzsaw on the postgame show last night. Are you kidding me? Buzzsaw. What the hell is buzzsaw? They lost a game to a team that's played better, and the pitcher wasn't good enough. That's what it comes down to. Really, that's what it comes down to. But we'll obviously discuss the Phillies this morning, too. There's probably a lot of things you want to discuss, and the Phillies may be on your list, and we'll do that. All right, let's go. Let's take a call before we take care of some business here, and let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Never had a bad day in my life.
Yeah, blessed day to be alive, no question.
I don't know. They're all important. Let's put it that way.
You're right. Yeah, well, one at a time, right?
Yep.
Howard, I got to make a Josh Harris comment, but I called about
the worst ownership in my lifetime.
Yeah,
in Philadelphia.
I'll touch on him in a second. Yesterday on your radio station, could not believe, and I tried to call, I could never get through to Ike in that time slot. The talk and the chatter about Mariota and about Nick Foles coming in was utterly ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous. And they're not the only ones talking about it. They're not the only ones. It's nonsense.
It's
asinine, it's stupid, it's foolish, and it's nonsense. It's nonsense.
It was ridiculous. Nick Foles, I love him. If he could play, wouldn't he be on the roster?
Well,
with all the bad quarterbacks out there.
He can't even be the backup to the backup. And it's what he did was phenomenal, but you can't relive the past. It's just
seven years ago, Howard.
I know. Three days.
That's number one. And can I say something about Mariota? I don't know if he's good enough to be a backup or not. He didn't play well. They were talking on the broadcast how on the second day against Cleveland in the back-to-back scrimmages, he lit them up. It's hard to gauge. I mean, tell me if I'm right or wrong here. It's hard to gauge him. He's playing with a lot of backups. The offensive line struggled in that game against Cleveland on Thursday. Offside penalties set them back. I'm not defending him. I don't know if he's good enough or not, but he doesn't have a lot of talent out there. I mean,
here's a simple question. How many, and you won't be able to answer this, how many good backups are there in the NFL?
Right. No, I agree. Not many at all.
You don't have enough teams with good starters, let alone good. And people say, well, they should have kept, I heard that. Somebody said they should have kept Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew is no better a backup than Marcus Mariota. Gardner Minshew is just a guy. He's just a guy. Mariota is just a guy. But if you get to your backup quarterback, you're in deep, deep trouble anyway. This is ridiculous. This is
Stop worrying about the backup quarterback.
Yeah, well, if you lose Nick Foles, you're in trouble anyway. Let's face reality.
Real quick,
here.
Howard, Josh Harris.
Yep.
The Sixers. Everybody's beating up Harden, Morey. Rightly so. Rightly so.
Rightly so. I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
James Harden is a loser.
Loser.
He's a shell of himself. You're not going to get anything for him. You just got to get rid of him for whatever. And Daryl Morey is a fraud. He is one of the poorest and worst executives in basketball in the last 10 years. He's won nothing.
Teams
don't want to deal with him because he overvalues everything. He's unreasonable when he talks trades.
Josh Harris is the reason the Sixers are in the situation they are now and they were in the past. He is an absolute god-awful owner. He has no ties to this city. He could care less. He's all about making money. The guy, you look at Jeffrey Lurie, you look at Middleton and the other partners with the Phillies, they're connected to the town.
Well, they have passion to win. Josh Harris has no passion to win for the Sixers.
Josh Harris.
He's an absentee owner with every team he owns. He's an absentee owner with every team he owns.
If you love Philadelphia, would you go out and buy Washington, the football team? I mean, this guy is a joke.
I know. Well, hey, listen, he got a game ball at a preseason game. Like, how ridiculous is that?
He's a joke. I can't wait till the Eagles play the Commanders,
here's a question, too. It's a couple of questions. Were you a Sixers fan? were.
Listen, Howard, I grew up with the Sixers.
Okay.
Loved them.
Right, well, so you were a Sixers fan. You were a Sixers fan, right?
I still want them to be successful, but they're low on my total. It's Philly Eagles.
Have you bailed out? Have you realized and have you bailed out with the ownership, with the management? The coach might be a good coach, but it doesn't matter when you don't have the right to. Players win. And you know all this Joel Embiid nonsense. He's going to want out. Joel Embiid wants comfort. And if he doesn't get comfort with Nick Nurse and he forces him or he tells him, hey, this is what you're going to do or you're not going to play, he's going to want out because
right.
Brett Brown and Glenn Rivers let him do whatever he wanted to do. And
I agree.
That is a problem.
I don't think Nick Nurse, something's going to happen.
Nick Nurse is going to want him to play the way he should play.
Yeah.
And Joel Embiid's not going to like it, and that's going to be a problem.
Joel Embiid,
all right, Mark, do you have a people in sports that are stealing money? I said sports. It's not necessary. It could be a player, but people in sports that are stealing money.
Joe Buck.
No, you're not going to. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to win with Joe. Joe Buck's good. Come on, man.
He makes too much money, Howard.
They all make. Hey, Troy Aikman makes too much. Tony Romo makes too much money.
He was the first broadcaster I could think of. They're stealing money.
Well, no, but it doesn't have to be. It could be management. It could be coaches. It could be anybody. All right, Mark, have a great day and have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. That's the question to win the $100. Joe Buck's not going to win. To win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Check out DeBruno Brothers, DeBruno.com. Great food at any one of their stores. Great catering. Actually, I'm going to experience that catering this week. The station has a function for PNC Bank, and PNC Bank is really, really kind, and everybody that does this function, which Merle, Mike, myself, and I forget who else is on this, they send us catered meals from DeBruno Brothers. They deliver catered meals. The catering is great. The meals, every time I've gotten it, it's been terrific. So you can experience it as well. But whatever, $100 gift certificate today. People in sports that are stealing money. What do you take away from the Eagles game? And people focus on Mariota. Stop. I mean, he didn't have a good game. Tanner McKee really did play well. He's going to be on the team, and I think he's got to be on the 53-man roster, or somebody's going to pick him up. There's decisions that have to be made at the running back position. They have a lot of good wide receivers. They have a lot of people. And is punt and kickoff return as important? You know, they didn't use the new rule because in the preseason it doesn't matter, where you can fair catch a ball and get it. If it's in the end zone, or let's say it goes to the 3-yard line, why would you run it out? Just fair catch it. You're going to get it on the 25, and most times you're not going to get it back either to the 25 or past the 25. But you don't need kickoff and punt returners that much anymore, the way the rules are set up. But anyway, we'll talk about it and stop with this Nick Foles stuff. Sixers. It's a disgrace and a disaster. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:21. If you're going back, well, the kids are going back to school. Going back to school means getting back to busy schedules, not only for the kids, for the parents. It doesn't matter what it is, the after-school activities, whatever it is, you want to send the kid off with a snack. Your kid, your son, your daughter, send them off with a snack. We're always on the go. So add a little tasty to your kid's day and pack some delicious, some sensational and delicious tasty cake. You got the mini muffins. You got seasonal favorites, s'mores, baked pies. They're delicious. The classic crimpet, whether it's the butterscotch or the jelly crimpet, whatever it is, it's terrific. There's only one way to make your kid's day tasty. Anything else is a miss cake. Tasty cake. Except no substitutes. little Springsteen, since we didn't have a little Springsteen this week. He had to cancel his two shows, and word was that he was not feeling well, so he canceled shows. They said they're going to reschedule him. Play a little Springsteen, because we didn't get a little Springsteen this week. All right, let's a lot to discuss this morning. Let's go back to the phones. And, Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. It's a wonderful day today.
Yes, it is.
So anyway, I'm kind of thinking,
okay,
is there a way we could trade Mariota?
No, stop. No, you're not going to. Who trades for a backup quarterback? No.
I don't know. I just had a thought in mind. Because I'm thinking this guy, McGee, could be the backup.
Who? Tanner McKee, but Tanner McKee's going to be on the team. You want experience, and Mariota has it. Well, to trade him for what? You're still going to need another quarterback. You can't just go.
I'm thinking that Tanner McKee could be it. I don't think you need that much.
You can't go with a rookie quarterback. I think Tanner McKee has a chance to be a nice quarterback for you. Who knows what? He's played two preseason games. All right, so.
Mm-hmm. No, it would be a gamble. I do agree. Yeah,
backup quarterback. I mean, the Eagles have a very good team. They're the best team in the NFC. They have the best quarterback in the NFC. And we're worried about the backup quarterback? Are you kidding me? You're kidding me, aren't you? You're kidding me. Stop it already. My head's going to explode. It's a ridiculous. It's a joke. We're worried about the backup quarterback. You got to be kidding me. You know, it's just, no. Hey, listen, I don't know what there's new people, and Cam Jurgens is likely to be the one of the starting offensive linemen. Now, can he play guard? The Eagles think he really can. So if he can, then their offensive line's good. Their receivers are good. Their quarterback's good. They're going to have a tough time figuring out who their running backs are. And somebody can't make this roster, I would think. So
yeah, and their backup
their defensive line. I think Davis will be better. Carter will be good. You have the other people that you've had. Derek Barnett, I think, could have a better than interesting year, let's say. So, and you're worried about the backup quarterback. Are the safeties good enough? The corners you think are good enough in Bradbury and Slay. The linebackers, do they have enough at linebacker? So there's so many other things to think about. And you're worried about the backup quarterback. People are worried about the most ridiculous conversation that we've had in years. It's ridiculous. And to bring Nick Foles into the equation is beyond ridiculous. It's a joke. Relax.
Okay.
Relax.
Okay.
All right. Can you relax?
Well, I'm relaxed.
Okay, people
I just
in sports.
Up a possibility. I mean, you're the one that's
stop,
off
stop.
The tangent on how ridiculous it is.
it's ridiculous. All right, okay. He's the backup quarterback. Is he played well? No, but he's the backup quarterback, and there's nobody else out there. And most teams, if not all teams, don't have a really good backup. All right, so. Listen, if I'm San Francisco, you don't even know who your starting quarterback is. You think they have better, more issues than the Eagles? All right, people in sports that are stealing money.
You're saying you mean like today or someone who did in the past?
No, we'll say today because there's still enough people today.
Okay. Well, one of your favorites would be James Franklin.
Who?
James Franklin. Penn State coach?
Oh, the Penn State coach, yeah. I was thinking, boy, he's so out of sight, out of mind. James Franklin is actually a good one. He is stealing money. All right, thanks for the call. He is stealing money. My gosh, those Penn State people can't, well, they think, well, who knows what they think anymore. Joe, you're on WIP. Joe.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on?
You tell me.
Hey.
Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm hearing the radio and I'm hearing that. How are you today, man?
I'm great.
Good, good. Quick question.
Sure.
As long as you followed the Sixers, have you ever seen more of a circus than this?
A circus is too good a word. Circus, you have fun. You don't have fun with the Sixers.
Oh, my God. This team is a mess.
It's a disgrace.
Oh, my God.
You know, even the process people are bailing out. Those fools
you're right
that were drinking Kool-Aid for all those years, they're even bailing out. It's a disgrace.
Oh, my God. I mean, really, the potential that was there and the bad draft picks and everything like that.
If you're a fan, it's got to be hard to be a fan of the Sixers. It's really got to be hard.
Oh, my God.
And it's not just James Harden. It's the ownership. It's the management. Nick Nurse, I think, I think he's a good coach, but he doesn't have a great situation here right now, but he got a job. So
you're right about that, but it's so funny. I mean, the teams you've covered, converted your son to being a Knicks fan, you know?
I didn't convert him. He went and became a Knicks fan.
they were good Knicks teams, though.
He was a closet. He didn't tell people that now because of this Sixers love, which would be ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. But,
You were a fan, right? You were a fan.
I am a fan.
So the question is, how hard is it to be a fan?
It's terrible. You can't be a fan. I mean, really, it's impossible. It's a joke. It is an absolute joke with that team. I mean, and you hit the nail on the head, like we talked a couple times, where they could have had better trades than not give up first-round draft picks for Harden. You know,
terrible trade.
Unbelievable.
It was a terrible trade. Daryl Morey is a fraud. He's a fraud. He's not won anything anywhere. It's really a joke. And then, you know, I don't even know where this started. Oh, James Harden sold 10,000 bottles of wine. First of all, I don't believe social media because it's not social and it's not media. I don't believe that. I don't even know if that wine's any good. I mean, it's just like he's got wine. James Harden put his name on a bottle of wine. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I know. Right. You're absolutely right.
All right.
With
so
that.
I'll ask you this question since we're coming off an Eagles game. What did you take from that Eagles game on Thursday?
Nothing much. I mean, that's just, you know, that's typical their fashion. They don't play their starters or anything like that. Hey, they're going to have a good year. I mean, put it this way. I've been to Super Bowls. I've been to really a lot of NFC Championship games, but they're going to have a good year. There's no doubt about it.
All right, so now people in sports that are stealing money.
I'll give you one, and I'll tell you. You know what's so funny? If we got the trade right now, if the Sixers got the trade, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Zion Williamson has all the potential in the world, but has to have an incentive to be under 300 pounds. I mean, that's ridiculous. Making $200 million, and you have to be in – not enough initiative?
The NBA is a broken product. It's a bad league. Early season tournaments, it's just too many – well, every baseball has too many games too, so I'm not just going to single out the NBA, but – that the players run the league. It's so bad. Adam Silver is weak and pathetic. Everything that's wrong can be wrong with the NBA. It's wrong. But all right, I'll put you in the mix. Hey, thanks
all
for
right.
the call.
Appreciate it, man. Good talking to you.
Have a great weekend. All right, let's go to Joe in Berwyn. Joe, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. How are you?
Morning. Never had a bad day in my life. I mean, there's some good, bad, and
myself.
Ugly in Philadelphia.
Howard, I got to tell you, I say that since I heard it from you, and frankly, it helps the moments when I don't have a good time.
Just more good hours and bad hours makes it a good day. Just keep it
I'll
that
tell
way.
You, for sure, for sure.
Okay, so what's up?
Okay, so I'm going to switch gears.
Sure.
I'm going to go into the Sixer thing. I listened to one of the evening, I think it was Jody Mack, and he said with Harden, he will not get his money. And correct me if I'm wrong.
That's not rocket science. He's not going to get his.
Correct
if he could have gotten
if
his
wrong,
money,
Howard.
He would have got it. He wouldn't have opted in.
No. What I'm talking about, if you sit out, you hold out salary. Ben Simmons, when the smoke cleared, Ben got everything he wanted from sitting out, correct?
Yeah, they settled, and I think he got his money.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to say. I said,
yeah, but he said he had an injury. James Harden doesn't have an injury yet.
Yeah. So
you can't challenge an injury. We'll see how long. The whole situation, Daryl Morey has screwed this up so badly from the second he made the trade, and then he brings his friends in. You know, why not just have the Houston Rockets in Philadelphia between House and P.J. Tucker and now Beverly. Nick Nurse worked for Daryl Morey in the G League when he was with the Rockets. They have a front office guy that came from the Rockets. Why not just make it the Philadelphia Rockets?
I mean, well, it just worries me that even if you sit him out or whatever you do, when the smoke clears, he's getting every penny he plays.
I don't care about his money. Because
no, but
you got to straighten it out for the team. You got to listen. If you can get a bag of basketballs for James Harden, you take a bag. It's better. He's the subtraction is addition. I mean, he's not going to want to play. And I don't. I'm so tired of it. Well, what's Joel Embiid going to think? They're not winning a championship with Joel Embiid either. They got to blow it up. Just blow it up.
This messes Embiid's mindset too.
Ah, who cares? He's soft anyway. He's a terrific. Yeah. He's a very talented player. I can't say he's a terrific player. He's a very talented player, but he's soft. He's not a leader. He's about himself. Let's stop. You're not going to win a championship with Joel Embiid. It's just not going to happen. Now, you did want to talk about the Phillies, right?
I will on the Phillies. I'll make that quick. Then I'll go into your question.
Okay.
I'm 64 years old, Howard, and when kids like kids, when Boa was coming up when we were younger, if a guy hit 260, 270 in Major League Baseball and hit 20 home runs, it's a different athlete today. That was Richie Hebner was considered a power hitter, for Christ's sakes. Now, those stats just don't get it done, and I just find that interesting.
Well, you're talking about Schwarber.
Well, no. I mean, that's a whole other discussion.
He's hitting 182. Yeah. Oh, he had a couple home runs last night. It doesn't matter. And then I'll go back. And then you hear these this nonsense on post-game shows for the Phillies. Oh, he's going to turn it around. You know, he is what he is. He'll hit home runs. I don't think he's going to hit 200 this year. He's basically a 200 hitter, but he walks. He's going to strike out 200
times. But isn't it interesting, Howard, how people look at the home runs, but they never see if he hit 30 home runs, he only knocked in 50 ribbies, including
he's only got 77 RBIs with 32 home runs. You got to be kidding me. All right, people in sports are stealing money.
Okay, I'm going to just – I don't know if you're going to misqualify, so I'm going to give you the individual and then possibly the CEO of a company.
Only give me one person.
Okay. I was going to say Urban Myers because his salary right now, he's pulling $40 million a year due to the Jacksonville shenanigans and backwards broadcasting.
He's still maybe he's not in sports anymore. He's not anywhere now, is he?
No, he's with CBS. He just signed another contract.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, yeah. He was stealing money. You know, that's not a bad one. That's a good thought that you know, you're thinking there. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. People in sports are stealing. Doesn't necessarily have to be a player. Players, coaches, management, broadcasters, you know, whatever. Yeah, people that are stealing money. And we got to stop with this backup quarterback nonsense. Got to stop. People, you got to stop. I got a headache. Oh, well, Mariota and a trade. Somebody suggested, can you trade him? There's no backup quarterbacks anywhere. If you lose your starter, especially the Eagles, you're in trouble anyway. So just relax. It is what it is. There's not enough good starting quarterbacks. And the Nick Foles stuff, to listen to WIP and all this nonsense about Nick Foles, I got a headache. I got a headache already. Nick Foles was great. We'll never forget him, but it's over. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:42. Well, we didn't have Springsteen this week, so I'll just give you a little Bruce, since he had to cancel both of his shows. Not cancel, he postponed, because they're supposed to reschedule him. So, Eagles, one more preseason game. Thank goodness there's only one. I thought we could live with three when they eliminated one. Let's get it down to two. And I'm okay with an 18-game season and getting it down to two preseason games. It is... That game the other night was so long. And the injuries obviously extended. And there's nothing you can do about injuries because they had to cart a couple of guys off the field, so they took some time. But with all the penalties, it lengthened the game. It was just... It was mind-boggling. It was mind-boggling how long... I thought they played a doubleheader. But... The last preseason game coming up. Eagles back at practice this morning. One more joint practice. They're only going to have one joint practice this week with Indianapolis, and that will be on Tuesday. That's where they get all the, you know, all the practice in is the joint practices, which I guess are good for the...
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Coaches and the fans are there. It's good for the fans to see. And there's not that many fans at the NovaCare complex, but there's enough. But to watch these games, I mean, and people watch the game. The fact that it was close at the end, I bet you the ratings. Now, the Phillies didn't play on Thursday, but I bet you the week before, the Eagles game beat the Phillies game ratings wise. The Phillies was a regular season game. The backup quarterback, we got to stop worrying about that, really. If you get to that point, if you have to use your backup quarterback, and the Eagles aren't the only team. I mean, look at the 49ers. 49ers have two quarterbacks, and Purdy's going to be the starter, but is he going to be good enough this year? And you got to stop with this Nick Foles stuff, really. And Philly's game, a couple people might, I mean, that was, it's one of those games last night. I think the expectations of people for Michael Lorenzen, you can have expectations, but he's not going to be the same pitcher he was for two games, but he could be a good pitcher. But coming off a no-hitter and pitching against the same team is a little bit, that's tough. That's tough. All right, let's go back. Let's go back to the phones and let me see who's up first here. Is that Bill? No. Who's up first? Yeah, Bill. Okay. Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you this beautiful Saturday morning?
Oh, I'm just couldn't be better. Another day in paradise.
Absolutely. Howard, those games are brutal to watch, those preseason games. I'm down with 18 and 2 also.
We got to do something about it. And then, because nobody's going to play starters. I shouldn't say nobody. There are teams that did play starters the first game.
Few.
But it's just, the games are
one of
really
the toughest
just to
jobs
sell tickets.
To broadcast those games.
Well, yeah, but it's a football game, so you don't look at it that way when you're broadcasting it. But for the fans, that game was close until the end, but a lot of people cleared out. I could see the stands. They didn't stay till the end like they would normally for an Eagles game. I mean, it's just, but it's football, and it's football, and that's what it comes down to.
I still tune in because it's football and it's the Eagles,
and that's the whole
deal. Howard, I love my Eagles. I love my Phillies. Flyers, I used to love until they became pretty much irrelevant, and I want to love the Sixers. I always did, but boy, do they make it tough. And you hit the nail on the head. Out of all the organizations out there, class organizations that we could pick to emulate, we choose the Houston Rockets. It's unreal. Like, what have they ever done?
Well, you hired Daryl Morey for $12 million a year. It's just, it's a joke. It's a joke.
And Howard, from top to bottom, that organization, I mean, they just have no, like the earlier caller said, they have no connection to the city. They're selfish from top to bottom. They're nothing like the Eagles and the Phillies. Eagles and Phillies have bought into the city. They understand the city. They connect with the city. They care about the city. I get the feeling from the Sixers, maybe one player, Maxey, cares about the city. Out of the rest of them, they just care about themselves.
Well, there's no passion to the city.
Yeah.
There's no, the ownership has no passion. It's just, I mean, it's just, they have no passion.
And you know what? Harden's wine. Harden's wine should be spelled W-H-I-N-E.
Well, yeah, obviously. Obviously, it should be. I see a story on ESPN, and I don't know what this all means. The NBA has launched an inquiry into the circumstances surrounding Sixers' James Harden public admonishment of Daryl Morey. The league office is believed to be suing an understanding of whether Harden was, I don't even understand, portending a holdout in violation of the league's collective bargaining agreement. Well, who cares? I mean, obviously he said he's not going to play. What could they investigate? I mean,
he's
I think it's pretty clear.
He's done it before. He's doing it again.
Yeah. It's just I don't even know what this all means. You know, like, okay, they're conducting an investigation. You know, it's another story to fill time, but whatever.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference.
It's just sad. It's sad. And you ask how hard it is to be a Sixers fan? Real hard. It really is. Once the Eagles season is done and we've got the Sixers left, you try so hard. You try so hard to love them and to buy into them, but you just don't feel like you're getting that in return.
Nope. It's just the owner has no passion for the city. The organization is a total mess. It's the worst ownership in my lifetime in Philadelphia, sports of a team ownership. It's just terrible. They're bad from top. They just don't have – it's not a winning organization. And they're going to con you, oh, they're a championship contender. No, they're not. They're not. Just blow it up and start over again. Again, that's what you got to do. All right. Somebody in sports is stealing money.
Well, Howard, I'm going to go with somebody who has stolen money, is stealing money, and is going to continue stealing money until 2035. And it's probably not his fault. It's the organization's fault. Good old Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah, that was somebody. I got a text message about Bonilla. I think it's till 2037.
Yeah,
but yeah,
it's
incredible. He gets $1 million a year. Hey, I remember the Phillies were trying to get him too.
They were at one point. Thank God they didn't. We'd be saddled with that every year.
Okay, you're in the mix. You're in the mix. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. Got another hour to go. We'll come back with that. Take a short break. Yeah, it's just Sixers. I don't know how Sixers fans can be Sixers fans. It's hard to stomach. It's hard. They've got to sell the team. They got to fire the general manager, or the president, whatever he calls himself, Daryl Morey. They got to start over. They got to start over. You know, as sick as it might be, I wouldn't even mind them getting an expansion team. Because expansion teams, you can start over, and you got a fresh start with first-round picks. You got a fresh start with everything. I wouldn't even mind them being an expansion team. Sixers move, leave, and get an expansion team. Can't take the name, got to leave the name, and just get an expansion team that would be the Sixers. I think that would be better than what they have right now, because they're in purgatory. They're done. 215-592-9494. Time now is 8:56. Kids going back to school. You're busy. Kids are busy. That means a lot of things are going to be busy. Busy schedules, busy school, busy after school. You got to take care of those kids. You got to take care of those kids with a snack. Just make sure that they're okay. Make them put a little smile on their face. That's because we're always on the go. So add a little tasty to your kids' day and pack some delicious tasty cake, whether it's the mini muffins, whether it's the crimpets, whether it's the seasonal favorite like the s'mores, baked pies. There's so many good things. It's only one way to make your kids' day tasty. Anything else is a miss cake. Tasty cake, except no substitute. Good Saturday morning with a little Bruce. Since we missed him on Wednesday and Friday, had to postpone shows because of illness. But whatever. There's so many other things. Eagles finally getting the last preseason game. What'd you take out of the other game the other night, other than whining and complaining about Marcus Mariota? And there's a lot of whining and complaining about that. I don't know if the fans are that worked up about bringing Nick Foles back as much as the hosts here on WIP. Sixers are a mess. I actually have a request by people, but I'll get to that after I get back to the callers. All right, let's go to Ed. You're on WIP. Ed. Is Ed there? I guess Ed's not there. All right, let's waste our time with Cowboy Jim. What the hell? What do you want this morning?
Kings, why is Doug Peterson playing his starters in the first preseason game against the Cowboys? Did he ever do that with the Eagles?
I think he did.
Really?
I mean, Andy Reid played Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I just didn't understand that. I mean,
Andy Reid played. Andy Reid's the best coach in football.
Well, okay, I'm just talking about Doug Peterson here. Okay.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, other coaches did it. Dak Prescott played. Russell Wilson played.
Dak Prescott did not play.
Deshaun Watson played. He did play his starters here. Okay.
Well, anyway, how long are you going to do this sideline reporting? Because you know you're really looking bad in that outfit.
Okay. Hey, Jim.
Yes.
Have a great weekend. And I always love to do this with you because you're a moron and you're a nitwit and you're a dope. And you just waste my time, but you're not going to waste any more. See ya. All right. What a waste. He just calls just to be an ass. But does a good job of it, being an ass. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Morning.
Listen, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All right. When you were young, did you ever call a sports station?
Did I ever call? You know what? I'm not sure. I don't think so, because sports talk wasn't there was maybe one early in my it was mostly just general talk. It wasn't a lot of sports talk. So
well, I want to tell you who I called.
Go ahead.
Way, way back. He was an Eagle coach.
Yep.
And he had a show every Monday. And I called when I was a young kid. I talked to Joe Kuharik. Can you believe that?
Well, yeah. What, did he have a coach's show?
Yeah, he did on a Monday night after Sunday's game.
All right.
So that's how far back I go. Anyway, getting too up to date, as far as the backup quarterback, I'm not going to judge Mariota until the season starts, and if he gets in the game, and we'll see how he plays with the first-team offensive line and receivers and so forth, then we'll see if he can do the job or not. But right now, I'm not worried about it.
If you backup quarterback is so far down the line of concerns, I mean it's ridiculous. It's stop. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, he might get in for a game or two. You never know. So I just hope when he gets with if he has to play, that when he plays with the first team, that he he shows better than he's doing right now.
Well, if he plays with the first team, the Eagles have concerns depending on the injury to Jalen Hurts. That would mean that Jalen Hurts is probably injured.
Right. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to give you my answer to your question today. Okay.
To win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers.
All right. And this is one of your favorite
people. In sports that are stealing money. Go ahead.
Okay. This is one of your favorite people. And the only reason he is thought of as the best coach ever was because he had Tom Brady as his quarterback. But I say Bill Belichick has been stealing money for years.
You know what? I don't know if he's stealing money, but he's overrated as a coach. But I'll take that in as an answer. And thanks for the call, Jim. Let's go to Vince in South Philly. Vince, what's up?
Hey, Howard. Good morning. You know, talking about the Sixers, I mean, I'm old enough where I go back to the 9-73 team of the early 70s. I mean, and they were just legitimately bad. As opposed to, like, what's been going on for this past decade, I mean, I don't know. It's just infuriating to see what's happened to this organization from top to bottom for the most part. It's just, I don't even know where to begin with them from, you know, over the years. Talking about stealing money, by the way, giving a contract to Doug Moe for one period there. Got, you know,
that was a long
things
time
like
ago.
That. And,
yep.
You know.
Long time ago.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's just been this way, it seems like, forever. And especially now with this whole process.
This
nonsense.
Ownership is a, they don't care. All they care about is making money. It's they got no passion to win. They're not Philadelphians. They're absentee owners. It just doesn't work, and it's proven that it doesn't work. It's been a disaster since they've been here.
Yeah, and also with trying to get that arena built in Chinatown and everything else.
Well, the arena situation is the biggest farce. It would be a financial disaster. It doesn't work. You can't have two arenas in the same city. The major cities, New York, Boston, Washington, Toronto, Detroit, all have both teams playing in the same arena. It just doesn't work. The Barclays Center in New York is dark 70% of the time. It would be a financial disaster. It would hurt that area. The traffic would be disgraceful. And it wouldn't bring business back when you have 250 dark days at that arena. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
In any event, here's my, to your question there, you know, stealing money. How about Chase Daniel, speaking of backup quarterbacks?
Well, you could go with a lot of backup quarterbacks that are stealing money. You could go right down. Tell me what backup quarterbacks, and they're not getting, in the grand scheme of things, that much. But Chase Daniel's not bad. He's done now. I don't think he's playing anymore.
Well, no,
right?
No, he's still with the Chargers, I believe. You know, it's just interesting that he's made something like close to $60 million, and he's only started like five games in his whole career.
That's not bad. Hey, Vince, thanks for the call. All right, let's go back to Ed. Ed, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning. How are you?
Just wonderful, Ed. How are you?
Another day in paradise. So you really struck a chord with me today because the fact that we are actually talking, and we are, what, 3 weeks away from the NFL season, and we're sitting here talking about James Harden and Daryl Morey.
I'm going to tell you what, that'll stop once the Eagles get through these preseason games. And we still talk about football a lot on WIP.
Sure.
So.
But the point is that these two are just a nuisance. They are a waste of time and a waste of energy and just a waste on this city. They're both losers, both frauds. And quite frankly, I'm not good. WIP goes, you know, saying, oh, let's take sides with whoever here. It doesn't even matter. It's irrelevant. They're both losers and they both need to go. But it's not going to happen. So the bottom line is that the Sixers are just a joke. And that's what it's going to be. And that's, it doesn't really matter anymore. But, and going back to, and I heard the discussion with the, you know, the backup quarterback, you know, obviously you saw Mariota, I was down at the game too. And boy, I will tell you, I'd rather watch grass grow than go down to another preseason game. But
a lot of people want to watch it. It is crazy, but you know, they don't stay there until the end, even though it was a close game.
Well, it was a draw.
I mean, it was nice. I mean, it was exciting to see Tanner McKee drive the team down and with the 2-point conversion tie it up. That's great. but it's just not
good for him. And I'd rather have him as a backup rather than Mariota. But yeah, well, he's going to be on the team. Sit here and trade Mariota. It just doesn't. It doesn't matter.
He's going to be. But you got to have a veteran backup,
right? I mean, I agree. And bringing Nick Foles back, I think back to last year when he got sacked and he was sitting down there having a convulsion after the guy from the Giants sacked him. And it's just like, he can't play. I mean, this is not 2017.
Well, I don't know. It's skills. I mean, he was a memory that will never, ever, ever be forgotten. One of the greatest games by a quarterback in Super Bowl history, but it's over. It's over. I mean, it's time to move on. Who's your player that's stealing money?
So the player that I
or anybody that's stealing money.
And this goes back to, and let's give John Marks a shout out with this one. We're gonna let Russ cook with this one, Howard. We're gonna go Russell Wilson, who's stealing money because he stinks, and so does Sean Payton, that mole rat.
Well, I like Sean Payton, but Russell Wilson, I've dimed out for years. All right, Ed, thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Chris. You're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. Always a pleasure. And to think right now in this time, the Flyers aren't even relevant enough to be interesting that we've got the Union sneaking into the four spot in some people's minds. I mean,
well, Messi created all that buzz coming to town.
But Mark, the caller earlier, talking about Josh Harris, I couldn't agree with him more because, I mean, just right off the bat, he was the one who was hoodwinked into the whole Ben Simmons and Brett Brown deal and how much of a mistake that was that we could have averted. Mm-hmm. And then not to mention, Mark said about all the people that they got. I mean, and even after they've gotten all these players along the line throughout the process, they still couldn't make the right deals to even get the right guys and package it correctly. And then that was Brian Colangelo's deal and Colangelo debacle. Then you had Elton Brand coming in, and you had just one continuous mistake after mistake after mistake with this organization, and it's all on Josh Harris.
I mean, the sickest part is that Scam Hinkie was probably better than Daryl Morey, because at least you knew he was trying to lose. Daryl Morey can't win because he's Daryl Morey, because he's a fraud.
And I think Nick Nurse is kind of behind the eight ball from the very beginning with this.
Yeah, but he got a new contract, so we'll wait to judge Nick Nurse because based on the past, it looks like he's a good coach.
And you know what, Michael Lorenzo.
But he doesn't have the players.
Michael Lorenzo, I'm going to give a chance because I know he's not going to go out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just you can't expect. You can't expect what he did the first two games.
But last night. I think he has bolstered the rotation up enough to be interesting this year.
Yeah, now Suarez is hurt. He's not going to pitch tomorrow.
And Mets blowing it up too.
And the Phillies might be a playoff team, but they're not a World Series team. That's what it comes down to. They're just not a World Series team.
And
the Dodgers, I'm going to help here, and I'm going to help gamblers out. Teams that win four in a row and then lose normally lose two straight. And I've seen this for the last 10 times that it's happened so far this year. I think only once has a team not lost two in a row. Dodgers just got their 11-game winning streak broken. If you're a betting man, I know it's hard to take Miami against the Dodgers in L.A., but I would take Miami today if you were a betting man.
I don't think anybody's going to, be able to. I mean, eventually it'll happen. What the A's did back in the day.
But the point is, the Dodgers and Atlanta are the two best teams in the National League. It's not even close.
No doubt. For your question too, people stealing money. I can't think of a bigger contract. Well, not bigger, but more disturbing contract than a guy who sits out for not one but two seasons, and if he decides he's not ready to play, he could sit out for a third season, and he's making 5 years, $177 million. I'm talking about Ben Simmons.
You know what? You could take Ben Simmons in almost all our questions, and that makes it tough.
Do you want another one, then? Because I have another one, more of an actor.
No, that's all right. That's all right, but I appreciate the call. Thanks. All right. Hey, Nick, let's go to Mike, who I see wants to talk about the Phillies. All right. Mike, you're on WIP.
Howard, I love the six-man rotation. There are so many.
Mike, let me ask you a question. Where are you from?
North Catasauqua.
Where is that?
Well, that's about 10 minutes away from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. I couldn't figure out where that was. Okay. All right. All right.
Well, anyway, the six-man rotation.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Well, hold. You know, last night on that post-game show of excuses for the Phillies, and it is when they lose, they have more excuses than any from. And Ruben, I like Ruben, but he's got excuses. Ben Davis has got excuses. They're all Ricky Pitalico, not as much sometimes, but they're just loaded with excuses. Oh, you know, he was out of sorts. Was that Ruben? You know, he had a two. Days in between where he threw, and that might have thrown him off. And it just, it's stop with the excuses. It's sickening. It's just, it's awful. He didn't pitch well, and I don't know that the six-man rotation is good or it's not good. I don't know. But whatever, and it's not going to be a six-man rotation because one day before the game when Rob Thompson had his media session. He said he's eventually going to go to a five-man rotation. So, whatever.
Well, it's, yeah.
Just go out there and pitch.
In the playoffs, yeah. But you're losing one guy.
No, he's going to have a five-man rotation before the playoffs.
Okay, well, that's fine. But it's you can combine two guys, give another guy or two an extra day off.
I don't care about a six-man rotation. I don't care. They're not going to. They're not going to have a six-man rotation. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, until they stop it, I believe they do. I think it's a good idea. So I won't waste any more of your time. But your question, Tom Brady. I don't know if he's collecting yet, but that man is going to be stealing money by the truckloads.
Wait a minute, but he was the...
No, for being a announcer, a commentator.
Oh, Fox, $375 million.
Now, come on, who's stealing...
But he hasn't gotten it yet.
Well, he signed up for it.
I know. Yeah, it's just... You know, Tom Brady is very conversational. I don't know how good he's going to be. We'll see how honest he's...
He's never done the job before. So you don't know how
a lot of athletes have never done the job before, but yeah, we'll put you in the mix. I'll put you in the mix. You're
all
good.
Right.
All right. Thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. All right. I have a request. I'm trying to, people may or may not know that, during the games on, I wear Vans every day. All right. Wear Vans every day. And they, give you the ability to customize Vans on there, but it's their patterns. You can do that on their website. However, I want somebody, because I've got ideas for some of my Vans, and there's people that I guess paint shoes and do things differently. I found one, but I don't know if there's companies out there, and I don't want you to call in and talk about them, but you can pass it along to my producer, Nick Earnshaw, but just if there's companies that can paint or design, and I have ideas for designs that paint shoes. I mean, there's people that do this, so I'm just trying to find some of those because I got some designs that I want to put on my Vans. It's just a personal request, so we'll see if there's somebody out there. All right, 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll get back to the phones. WIP Sports Time is 921. 94 WIP on a Saturday morning. All right. Phillies this afternoon at 4. Eagles practice this morning at 10. Tomorrow they practice. Monday they're off. Tuesday, joint practice. And, you know, those are the games now. Those are the games. Well, we're getting closer to the regular season, so that's a good thing. We are getting closer to the regular season. Phillies Not a good one last night. But you can't expect Michael Lorenzen to come out there and just shut him down. Washington's actually not that bad right now. But the Phillies, when you look at the teams that are fighting for the playoffs, San Francisco, I think, has now lost two in a row. They're coming in on Monday. Gabe Kapler coming back. I'm sure people will be excited to see him. But it's just, and the Sixers, does anybody really care about the Sixers right now? All right, let's go to Bam. Bam, you're on WIP. Bam. Bam there.
Hey, Howard, what's going on?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Not much, man. Love my Eagles, love my Phillies, love the Flyers. I mean, even though the Flyers ain't real relevant right now. But
no, they're not relevant. The Flyers have a chance to win a championship before the Sixers, in my opinion.
I agree.
Sixers are eons away. They're light years away.
That's why I haven't been – I'm going to keep it honest with you, keep it all the way 100. I haven't been a Sixers fan since 01.
Well, that's a long time. That's a but there was no reason to bail out for that many years.
Man, I believe in the Kings now, Sacramento. I believe Mike Brown and Keegan Murray can do something.
You know what? They actually did a nice job last year. They could be the West again could be stronger with some of the teams out there. But whatever, the NBA is just. Just get to the playoffs, and then all this other nonsense that they throw in this in-season tournament bull crap. It's just
that doesn't make sense at all.
It's just like, come on now, just play the games.
Like I agree with your caller before the Sixers, man. It's like a circus going on, man. It's like a circus going on.
No, circus. A circus is fun. It's not fun. It's not fun to watch the Sixers. It's not fun.
And what I want to say is,
and I don't even get Harden. They just got to get rid of. It was a bad trade. He's never been a winner. He's not the same player. He's lost some of the skills. It's just Daryl Morey doesn't know what the hell he's doing anymore. Well, actually, he never really was that good as an executive. One year he got to the conference finals, and that was it. And he was lucky. Remember, a broken clock's right twice a day, too.
You're right. And then a little Phillies for you. I think, you know, we have a good chance going in the playoffs, but you remember how in 08, when we won in 08, right? Remember the year after that, we went, was it NLCS or NLDS?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a repeat in history of that.
So you think you're going back to the World Series?
I don't think so.
No. They're not going back to the World Series. Yeah, but they went back to the World Series. Wait a minute. After 2008, they went back.
Yes.
They didn't go back to the World Series, but they lost in the second round. Yeah, it's just, I'm not going to compare it. That team was better. That team was better than this team. That team was better than this team. So, all right, who is your person in sports, try to win that $100 gift certificate from the Bruno Brothers, that is stealing money?
Okay. Does it have to be a current person or can it be somebody in the past?
No, I like to keep it current.
Trey Turner.
Who?
Trey Turner.
Yeah, right now he is. That'd be a hard one to take, but right now he is. Yeah, okay. I'll put you in the mix. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So, believe it or not, I call it my closet hall of shame. I have my Nnamdi jersey in there, my Dominic Brown, my DeSean Jackson, and I've got my Sixers gear, Sixers hat, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
I think I've only worn a hat maybe once when Jimmy Butler was in whatever year that was.
You know, if you're wearing Sixers stuff, aren't you embarrassed to wear Sixers stuff?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Most of it's in there. I haven't worn a hat since Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only year I thought we had a chance to make it. And, no, it's been a joke the last 10 years, really.
Yeah,
it's all the owner's fault. And, unfortunately, I don't see any.
The owner doesn't care about winning. He cares about making money. It's not his passion. He's an absentee owner. It's just It's really kind of sad. It really is kind of sad what he's done to this, to the franchise. The franchise is a disgrace. It's really a disgrace.
Yeah, it was like how Cleveland Browns were every year. And I don't know. I don't see. What do you think?
But at least they were there, Cleveland Browns. Yeah, it's a different kind of mentality. But yeah, it's just, I get it.
What do you think? Maybe 5-7 years they may improve, or I have no idea.
Oh, it's going to be a while. I think it's going to be a while. It's just, let's put it this way. They're 3 to 4 years away from being 3 to 4 years away from being 3 to 4 years away.
And they're still making money. The owner's still that's making money.
But then that's, they raise ticket prices every year. They raise ticket prices every year. It's just, I don't know how the season ticket holders can take it anymore. I mean, they strangle them with the, it's just, the real fans can't really afford to come to that many games. They just can't afford it anymore. You know, how much can you pile on with people? They didn't win again last year, yet they still raised ticket prices. They got to the second round. Oh, they won 50-some games. I don't care how many games they won in the regular season. It makes no difference. They're so mismanaged at the top. It's just it's terrible. You know, the arena situation is ridiculous. But it's they're obviously more interested in that and more interested in making money than in winning. And when you own a team, now everybody wants to make money. When you own a team, your responsibility is to try to win. That's your main responsibility. That's not in the Sixers. That's not what they think about. They think about making money. And that's all they think about. And that's why Josh Harris keeps on buying more. He tried to more sports assets. You know, isn't it is it insulting to you as a Sixers fan to watch him get a game ball with the Washington Commanders? First of all, that's a joke anyway in a preseason game.
But, yeah, I like to get my Sixers stuff out of my closet hall of shame, you know. But anyway, that's what I wanted to say today. Side question, and I looked him up. I thought he was making a lot of money for all the interceptions he throws. Dak Prescott's making $50 million for the next 2 years.
Yep, that's what quarterbacks make now. Yeah, and Russell Wilson's making a lot of money too. Somebody already, I think, put Russell Wilson out there.
Yeah, those two are on my list.
All right, I'll put Dak down for you. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Mike, who is in Nashville. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Howard. How's it going, buddy? Always good to hear the show down here in Nashville, man. So always good to check in with you.
Thanks, man. What's happening?
All right. Well, we got Lionel Messi down here this weekend. And,
yeah, we had him here this week.
Yeah.
We had him here this week. So, the craze was crazy. It's crazy. Hey, listen, I know he's a great player. Hey, listen, I saw Pele. I mean, Messi's great, but I saw Pele play.
Pele's still the best.
Yeah, it was iconic and historic. Yes, yeah, I saw him up in New York, played for the Cosmos, a team called the Cosmos.
That's right. Hey, a couple of quick things. I'm excited about the Eagles defense. I'm not worried about what happened on Thursday. You know, I watched a little bit of the game, but Nolan Smith, man, I know this is a stretch, but we may have Lawrence Taylor Jr. Okay.
Stop, Mike. Come on, man. Come on. I know you're smarter than that. You can't start comparing a rookie who's not played in a regular season game to Lawrence Taylor. Come on, stop.
I know that. I'm just saying I love the one play. He shrugged off the offensive lineman, went out, and still put pressure on the quarterback. But
remember, here's the thing that I know everybody's playing against the other team, but it's backups playing against backups.
I understand.
Remember, they're not playing the first teamers. Now, Nolan Smith has really got some terrific skills. Terrific skills. But
you got to remember, King, I've seen him in the SEC down here. So I've been watching this guy for the past couple of years.
He's very, very, very talented. And his personality is terrific. There's so many good things about him. You root for a guy like that, for sure.
Yeah. And, all right, Mike. I'll give you the I'll give you the lead dog who's stealing money for the LIV tour, and that's Phil Mickelson. He has
Aren't they all stealing money?
Yes, all of them, but he's the lead dog. So
everyone in LIV is stealing money. But that's what they do. Everyone in LIV. Phil's getting beat up, especially by this guy that's writing a book now, this professional gambler.
About the gambling, yep.
Yeah, right. Yeah, everybody knew that Phil was a gambler. I mean, on the golf course, he's a gambler. I know Phil. I know he's a gambler.
I think he won $5 million. He put $35,000 on the Ravens when the Ravens beat the Giants.
Oh, he did bet on the Ravens. Yeah, he won. I think he won $700,000+.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think that came out. It came out in a book somewhere. But I know he put. I think it was $25,000 or $30,000 on the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, and they actually won.
And they beat the Giants in Tampa, so he must know something there.
All the power to him.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Hey, Mike, it's always good talking to you.
Take care. I'll be up for a couple of St. Joe's games this year to watch my Hawks, man. So I'll be up.
Terrific. All right, Mike. Take care. I know Mike. Mike's a former player for St. Joe's years ago. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to wrap it up. The Phillies, you can't figure out the Phillies. They're just so up and, but that's, there's a lot of teams like that. There's a lot of teams like that. And people bet in the preseason. It's great. How about the Eagles did not cover the other night? They were a 3.5-point favorite. Baltimore didn't cover. But they're 24. They've won their last 24 straight preseason games. I don't know who they play tonight. I don't really care about it. Denver's got a good preseason record, but it's a different regime. These preseason games, money lines are hard to bet. Whatever. Betting preseason. Football, the regular stuff's going to start soon enough. College football, there's a full slate. There's not a lot of great games, but there's some. There's a full slate of college games next weekend. It's crazy. It's already starting. All right, you got the numbers. And we'll try to qualify more people for our question to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Check it all out at thebruno.com. But it will be, and Gabe Kapler's coming to town on Monday. It's the Giants, but it's Gabe Kapler. He's probably a better manager now than he was before. He is a better manager. I don't know how good he is. It really comes down to your players. All right, we'll get back to the phones. WIP, and the time now is 9:40. And going back to school means getting back to what are busy schedules. That's right, school's starting. School is starting, and the kids have a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff during school, a lot of stuff after school. But maybe they need that after-school snack because they're always on the go, and so are you. So add a little tasty to your kids' day and pack some delicious tasty cake, whether it's the seasonal favorites like the s'mores, baked pies, the crimpets, whether it's butterscotch or jelly crimpets, whatever it is, the mini muffins, you got it. There's so many good things. There's only one way to make your kids' day tasty. Anything else is a miss cake. Tasty cake, except no substitutes. A little more Bruce today, so we can kind of get it out of our systems after he misses his two shows due to illness. You know, I heard that promo, and Schwarber heating up. He's hitting 182. He had two home runs last night. He really is a good guy. He's really a good guy, but he's hitting 182. And his on-base percentage isn't good enough to be a leadoff hitter either. I mean, it's ridiculous. He's going to have 200 strikeouts. It's 200 strikeouts, by the way, is the all-time leader for the Phillies. He had 200 last year. It's just, he's heating up. Okay, well, good. I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he's heating up. You got to be kidding me. You really got to be kidding me. All right, let's, by the way, the NBA is a joke, all right? And I've said that before. The league is launching an investigation into James Harden's comments. What's to investigate? He called him a liar, called Daryl Morey a liar. And whether he was a liar or he wasn't a liar, what's the difference? What are you investigating? Daryl Morey has broken the rules, and he got penalized for tampering in signing of House, P.J. Tucker and House. He's cheated. He's made bad deals. The team is worse since Daryl Morey has come here. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. By the way, Brian Johnson, who spoke this morning, the coordinators usually speak. Nick Sirianni, I think, is going to speak on Tuesday again. He spoke, obviously, after the game, and he'll speak again on Tuesday. Brian Johnson said the same thing, who's the offensive coordinator for the Eagles, who said the same thing that Nick Sirianni said the other night. Marcus Mariota is our backup quarterback. So the question comes out again. Marcus Mariota is the backup quarterback. And do you expect him to say anything differently? Tanner McKee had a nice game. He's going to make the team. I mean, I'd be flabbergasted. You can't put him on the practice squad because somebody will pick him up. There's no quarterbacks around. So, all right. It is what it is. Stop obsessing about the backup quarterback. Let's go to Greg. Greg, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. How are you?
Just wonderful. Never had a bad day in my life.
I know. I've been listening to you forever, and I enjoy listening to you on Saturday mornings and watching the replay of the Giants, those pathetic Giants.
Hey, Greg, what part of Florida are you from?
I'm in Aventura. I call you every few
okay.
When I'm down here.
And Aventura is near where? Where's Aventura near?
Right across the street from Turnberry, where the Chiefs stayed during the Super Bowl.
Okay.
We're
and
right
I remember Turnberry.
Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
The Chiefs, Turnberry is where the TPC is, right?
It's now called the, what the hell is it? It's Marriott, yeah, the highest Marriott.
Yeah,
JW Marriott Turnberry.
Yeah, okay.
So you've got the Aventura Mall.
Yeah, but that's
off
where the golf.
Zero,
that's where the golf course
east
is.
Of the football stadium.
Yeah, right. All right.
You know, right between Fort Lauderdale and Miami.
All right. I know you wanted to talk about the Eagles and the Sixers. Go ahead.
Well, the Sixers the other day was fun. Last night, actually, I wrote in the Philly.com section where you can only comment on sports, by the way, since the last election, that the Sixers would be better off getting a franchise like what you said. And I wrote the other day before the Eagles game in one of the comments. That I think
you know, I would have no problem, and this is, it may sound crazy, but it's not. I would have no problem with the Sixers moving and then getting an expansion franchise here because the expansion franchise, it would be in better shape, and the Sixers can't move because they can't move for years, unfortunately. But right now, if they, and this is very hypothetical and it can't happen, if they moved right now, within a year, the Sixers or the Philadelphia would get an NBA franchise that would come here. And I don't know if they're going to expand or not, but you'd be better with an expansion team because you could start over.
I lived in Baltimore after I graduated from Temple from 87 to 98 before I moved to Florida. So I was there. In fact, I put up money for the, you know, they had a thing to put up a, give Baltimore the ball, which they didn't get. Carolina got the team. But eventually they got the Ravens. And they were much better off, like you say, getting a new team and starting.
Well, look at Las Vegas in hockey. Look at Las Vegas.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy. All right, what did you want to say about the Eagles?
I think the quarterback number three will eventually be the two. But I wanted to give you a tasty cake go-to. You remember when Tasty Cakes were really made in Philly before they changed the ownership and Breyers back in the day was made in Philly. My go-to Tasty Cake, because I know you love Tasty Cakes, is that take a chocolate Jr., put it in a deep dish, warm it up for about 10 seconds in the microwave, and put a scoop of vanilla Breyers ice cream. And that is my Philly thing when I'm in Florida. I love that after watching the game. I want to give you somebody get, stealing
you,
money.
In Florida now, you can get Tasty Kick in Florida
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, I can get them at Publix, but they're not, you know. I look, I'm 61. I can't eat as
yeah,
many
but you can still get Tasty Cake down there. You can get Tasty Cake.
Oh, yeah, you get them at Publix. Publix yeah, carries them. Yeah, and now so. We got the, not too far away, I got a Wawa.
Right, okay, make a there, run you every month. There you go. There you go. All right. Who's your player? Excuse me. Your person in sports. It doesn't have to be a player stealing money.
Well, listen, I know we're both huge Flyers fans, so I'm going to give you a Flyer. And I think he may still be lost in the woods. And his contract just ended. But Ilya Bryzgalov, you want to talk about stealing money? You know, he
yeah,
made
but
like
he's not playing anymore.
$17 million.
He's
well,
not
the contract just ended, so he was stealing money.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll put
like
Bryce
you mentioned Bobby Bonilla, you know. So stealing money though, it definitely is your.
By the way, Bryce still lives in the still lives in this area. Bryce still lives
yeah,
in
think,
this area.
I think he's coaching youth hockey. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He is a good guy. He's crazy, yeah. But he's a good guy. All right. Thanks
yeah,
for the call. Let's go to Jim. All right. Thanks, Greg. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, yes. I want to talk about a beat. I agree with you. I think the Sixers would be better off blowing it up, starting all over, because I think it'd be a good to trade a beat because while you could get something for him,
yeah, you can get something. You get draft picks, maybe get a player.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
could.
Yeah.
Hey, since I'm running tight on time, Jim, who is your player? Excuse me, person in sports stealing money?
Scott Kingery.
Yeah, not enough, but he's stealing money. But all right, I'll take it. I'll take it. All right, let's go to Rob in Overbrook. Rob, what's up, Rob?
King, what's going on? You're definitely right. I don't see the Phillies winning a championship. You know, they keep trying to win. I mean, buy players, and you never win like that. You know.
You know what? Next year and the year after, I think they have a much, much, much better chance of getting to the World Series. Absolutely, because they'll get some young players that they've developed. This is not the year. Next year and the year after, I think, could be their years.
You said the key word. You had to develop your players, you know.
Yep.
People, you know, I get tired of WIP. Every time somebody comes up, they want to get up here. Oh, Goldschmidt. Oh, what's the other guy?
Yeah, I know. It's nonsense. Hey, Rob, since I'm running short on time and the Phillies are not going to win a World Series this year, who is your person stealing money in sports?
Elton Brand. He gave Tobias Harris that big contract, and he disappeared. You know,
no, but so you're going to take Elton Brand. I mean, Tobias Harris is the one that's stealing money.
Yeah, well, Tobias Harris, then, you know, he's stealing money. I mean,
all right, I'll put
know,
down Tobias Harris. You can't take Elton Brand. All right. Thanks for the call. All right, Nick Earnshaw helping me out today. Nick, there's a few that could fit the bill. First of all, the guy that I would take that's stealing money in sports, Screaming A. Smith. I mean, here's a guy that says things that he has to apologize for, and he gets away with it. He talked about Kim Kardashian being a prostitute, the mom being a pimp. I mean, these are the kind of things, like, what the hell is going on? ESPN is a farce, but he would be my choice for stealing money. But nobody guessed him. All right, Nick, who do you got?
Yeah, you could have threw his old partner in there, Skip Bayless, as well. He's getting like $30 million from Fox, too.
Joke.
I mean, you could have threw him in there.
All right, there's names that come up. Russell Wilson stealing
yep.
money. James Franklin, the coach of Penn State, stealing money. And there's another guy who I think you're going to choose is stealing money.
Yeah,
that
so
is...
Bill and Glassboro chose Bobby Bonilla. I mean, this guy got a deferred contract. He's getting paid to what, in the 2030s? So the fact he's not even playing, the fact he's not even playing, you have to go with Bobby Bonilla because he has a holiday
money.
Every year. They say Bobby Bonilla Day every
I
single year.
I looked at his career. He bounced around with so many teams.
Every
and the
team,
Mets gave
like.
Him that contract. He had one good year with the Mets, left, and then came back at the end of his career. It's a joke. All right, so Bill in Glassboro wins the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Check it all out at DeBruno.com. Great food. I'm going to get a catered meal. by DeBruno Brothers on Wednesday night, courtesy of PNC Bank, which is really nice too. With all of us, we're going to be on a call to talk Eagles football. With Quick and Quick Merrill, we're just talking football. But anyway, the point is, I'll experience another great catered meal from DeBruno Brothers. Everybody, have a great weekend. Thanks to Nick Earnshaw handling things on the other side. Glenn and Mike Sielski are next. Is that correct, Nick? Jody and Mike. Okay. Glenn is off today. All right. Jody and Mike coming up next. Eagles practicing just about as we speak in pads today. And Marcus Mariota is the backup quarterback. Get over it. Stop with the Nick Foles. Let's move on. Move on. All right. It is what it is. And then this afternoon, Phillies baseball here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everybody have a great weekend. Weather's great. Enjoy it. WIP Sports Time is now 9:57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.